The book of Psalms, chapter 124. We'll read the entire chapter tonight, just 8 verses. And probably won't keep you very long tonight. Just very simple thoughts that are on our heart, but I want to give them to you and trust that the Lord will help us together. I'm glad tonight is reminded while we were praying, I'm glad He's still working on us. And a lot of people, it was mentioned this morning in the Sunday school hour about the Lord knowing what we'd be after we're saved and still saving us anyway. And He knows how much I'll fail Him tomorrow, and yet He wants to work on me today. And I'm grateful for that. And that He desires that fellowship and communion with us, that relationship. He said if we would draw nigh to Him, He would in turn draw nigh to us. And I think and am persuaded that in these last days, if ever there's a time that we ought to be doing our best to draw nigh to Him, it's in these dark days that we're living in. And He'll not fail us. If we'll do our part, He'll always do His. I'm grateful to know that tonight. The 124th Psalm, if you'll stand when you found your place out of reverence and honor of the reading of the Word of God. Probably somewhat a familiar Psalm to read into your hearing. I want you to pay close attention to what the writer here has to say. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men had rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. I'm interested tonight in this statement that's made twice in verse 1 and 2. If it had not been the Lord. We would say it kind of like if it hadn't been for the Lord. Now, we don't know. I was reading this and trying to study a little bit about it today. We do understand that the heading above the psalm is that it is a psalm of degrees of David. So it's one of these psalms that they would sing. Another word is the songs of ascents that would be sung as they went up together to Jerusalem to worship. But this is also a psalm much like the one in the previous chapters, the one we know so well, where David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. It's a psalm of gladness. But they are glad for the fact that God was on their side. But my Bible at the heading here, I don't know what others may say, but my Bible at the heading says that the godly blessed God for a miraculous deliverance. I began to think about and read by another writer today, just felt compelled to read, and I like what he said. We understand that David is the one that's writing this psalm, but we don't know when or what David is specifically writing about. Many say that he's writing about the time when the Philistines came against the people of God. Some say that he's writing about the days when he ran from Saul for his life. Others say that he's writing about the days that we mentioned in the service this morning when he fled from his own son Absalom, that he crossed up the brook Kidron and went up the Mount of Olives with his head covered and barefoot and weeping as he went, fleeing up from his own son. I don't know when he wrote it, but there are other times and things, but maybe not even in David's own life. One man said, possibly David, because of the waters, the mention of the waters, that maybe David was recalling the history of the people of God, when they stood at the Red Sea and fell behind, and the Red Sea before. I don't know, but I like what he said. He said, regardless of when or what David was writing about, that it could be applied to any situation, any circumstance, any trouble, any storm in which the people of God find themselves in present days, and the Lord delivers them out of them all. For you understand that you and I would not be here tonight if it had not been for the Lord. We wouldn't be saved had it not been for the Lord. We wouldn't be in the sanctuary had it not been for the Lord. We wouldn't feel the joy and the peace inside had it not been for the Lord. And David recalled even in his own life, or the lives of the people of God, that there were many days that if God had not intervened, destruction would have surely taken them over. He said, if it hadn't been for the Lord, he said, we would have been destroyed a long time ago. I began to think, just sitting there today, and I don't know if you understand this or not, but there are some times that the Lord allows me to study and really, I mean, spend a lot of time, and then there are others that it seems like the more I read into it, the worse it gets, and the Lord just says, stop and lean on me. And today was one of them days. But as I sat there in the chair, I thought about how many times could we go back in the Word of God, when the people of God found themselves between a rock and a hard place, with nowhere to run and nowhere to go, and it looked like certain destruction for all of them, and yet the Lord moved on the scene. I thought about them at the Red Sea, with Pharaoh behind in the Red Sea before, and they said, we wish we'd have stayed in Egypt, but you brought us out here to die. But Moses went to God. God said, tell them to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And had it not been the Lord, they would have been overtaken and defeated on that day. I thought about us talking one time with Brother Jeremy Oakley, and he talked about that scripture where the Bible said they passed over on dry ground. And he said, I thought about the millions of people that were in that number and how the dust must have blown as they went across on foot and with their chariots. And he said, but when the dust settled, they were on the other side, and Pharaoh was down in the sea. And there are days in our lives that it looks like sudden defeat and sudden destruction, and because the dust we can't see. But I'm glad when the dust settles on the other side of the storm, we can say that had not been the Lord, we would have been destroyed. How many times in your life, how many times do we read in the Scriptures where the enemies of God came out against the people of God, and the enemies far outnumbered the people of God, sometimes 10 to 1, sometimes 100 to 1, sometimes 1,000 to 1, and yet they got victory. You say, how? If it had not been the Lord, the same reason for you and I, we're no match for what we face, but I'm glad there's somebody who goes with us all the way. If it hadn't been for him, we'd have been destroyed. If it had been for him, I thought, and the Lord just give me simple thoughts, and I'm just going to give them to you tonight. But I believe this is what he wants for the service. If it hadn't been for him, we'd have been destroyed. Because the writer said, if it had not been the Lord, in verse number 2, who was on our side, when men rose up against us, they had swallowed us up quick, when their wrath was kindled against us. I thought about, here we are in these days, and it looks like everybody is against God and the people of God. Lord. And if we're not careful, we'll get to be like that servant of the man of God that stepped out the house that day when the king's chariots and soldiers had surrounded. And he said, "Alas, master, how shall we do?" And Elijah just got down and prayed and said, "Lord, open his eyes." He said, "It's all right, son. There's more with us than be with them." And I'm telling you, in these dark days, there's a whole lot out there against us. But I'm glad the Lord's for us. He's on our side. And because of that, we'll not be destroyed. Then he said, "If it had not been the Lord, then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The proud waters had gone over our soul." I thought David is saying, "If it hadn't been for the Lord, we'd have been destroyed." But then he said, "If it hadn't been for the Lord, we'd have drowned." And I got to thinking about old Peter walking on the water. And he got to looking at the storm boisterous. And he begun to sink. But I'm glad he cried out, "Lord, save me." And the Bible said immediately, the Lord reached forth his hand and took him. I think old Peter could sing, if this is a song, he could sing the second verse. "If it hadn't been for the Lord, I'd have drowned." And I'm telling you, if you look back over your life, when the storms rocked your vessel, that we've had some days and experiences like the disciples when our boats were filled with water, we were in jeopardy. There have been some days we've wondered like they have, if he really cared whether or not we perish. But if it hadn't been for him, we'd have drowned in the storm and the sea a long time ago. The waters are more than we can handle. I thought about the Apostle Paul on the boat there in Acts 27 when the storm got so bad they didn't know how to handle it. And the Bible said on the third day we cast out the wares of the ship. And the next day we cast out the tackle of the ship. You say, what does that mean to me? Well, it meant on that one day they threw overboard everything they knew they really didn't have to have. But it didn't help any, and the storm kept getting worse. So the next day they threw everything overboard they knew they even had to have just to try to get a hold of the boat and not drown in the storm. But then 14 days they were in the deep. They tried the anchors. They tried just to let it drive. They tried everything they could do. And Paul said, "We were at the point where all hope that we'd ever see land again, all hope that we'd ever see the sun again, was taken away." I'm preaching to somebody tonight that you might be right there. Have you ever been in a place where you thought the sun will never shine again? I'll never see land again. The storm will never pass. But I'm glad in the midst of it all, God delivered again. And if it hadn't been for him, Paul could sing out of jail. But because of him, we're saved tonight. Had been for the Lord, we'd have drowned. Hadn't been for the Lord, we'd have been destroyed. But then I thought, he said, if it hadn't been the Lord, he said, thanks be to the God, to God who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. And I thought, Lord, it just weighed heavy on my heart. And I'm about done tonight. I'll give you what's on my heart. But I thought, Lord, if it hadn't been for you, we wouldn't have just been destroyed. We wouldn't have just drowned. But we'd have been devoured had it not been for you. Because, you see, we have an adversary. And he walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And had it not been for the Lord, you see, me and you are no match for him. He has more power than you and I do. But I'm glad the verse said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And I'm glad tonight to know that he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Right. I thought about that lion devouring the prey. The lion's not out to play games. He's not out for the chase. He's not out for the thrill. He's out to kill and devour. That's his main goal. We're living in days where people want to meddle with the devil, and they want to meddle with sin, and they think it's just the thrill and the and the thrill and all these things. But he's not out for that. He's not out for fun and games. He don't play fair. He don't have any rules. He just knows he wants to kill and devour. And the Bible said, Peter said, he is seeking whom he may devour. That same word we talked about this morning, about that the Father seeketh, it's the same word Peter uses, and it means to crave. That the devil has a desire and a craving to devour you. And he would have, had it not been for the Lord. Everything we face, when we come through on the other side, it's because of him. Every trouble we go through, and when we're going through it, we don't understand why we're here. We feel like he's abandoned us. But when we come through it on the other side, and we look back over it and see the hand of God, and we may not be able to see it then, but we see it after and realize it's because of him we made it safely through. There's a family in Kentucky, and they sing a song, "Above the Storm, the Sun Still Shines." I'm going to tell you, there are days in the storm that you and I, as we suffer and go through the troubles of this life, all we see is the low-hanging, heavy gray clouds that are full of rain and thunder and lightning. We can't see any good that will ever come at it. But I sure am glad that looking from heaven's point of view, the sun's still shining. We just can't see it. And there'll come a blessed, blessed day that the rays of the sun will break the clouds and shine again in our hearts. And it'll be all because of the Lord. Let it be so. And this is what he said. He said, "Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers." The snare's broken, and we are escaped. I don't know if that means anything to you or not, but he didn't say the snare's opened, and we're escaped. That would have been wonderful and good, but that would have meant that we'd fall in that snare again. But the writer said the snare is broken, and we're escaped. See, David said we weren't drowned and we weren't destroyed and we weren't devoured. But he said we were delivered, and it was because of the Lord. And this is what he said in the last verse, in verse number 8. "Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth." Them verses sound a little familiar to me, don't they, you? Just a few chapters before, David used pretty much the same language, and he said, "I'll lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." I don't know what David was thinking as the Holy Ghost was putting it on his heart to write it down, but I know what the Lord spoke to me. If God can make heaven and earth, and he has no trouble with that, what are our problems to a God like that? What are our needs to somebody that can step out on nothing and create worlds? That can command the light to shine out of the darkness? That can fling the stars into the sky and tell them where to stay and know them all by name? What are our problems to a God like him? I'm going to tell you tonight, we are where we are because of the Lord. Paul said, "I am what I am by the grace of God." And so are you and I. There's nothing that we can boast or brag in that's the reason we are where we are today. Nothing that I've done has put me where I am today, and nothing that you've done. But had it not been for the Lord, had it not been for Him, I look back over my life and you can look back over yours, and I see roads and avenues and turns that I could have made that would have meant sure destruction, and I would not be where I am today. And I'm not a boasting or bragging in myself. I'm not where I could be or should be and want to be. But I'm glad I'm not where I once was, and I'm not where I could be tonight. And it's all because of Him. It's all because of Him. I'm glad for the Lord. If it had not been for Him, none of us would be where we are tonight. If it hadn't been for Him, if it had been up to the church or the brethren, I'd have been out a long time ago. Probably would have been out before I ever got in. But since it's the Lord, and His mercies are new every morning, I'm glad I am where I am and what I am because of Him. And if you're here tonight and you're going through trouble, if you're going through circumstances and situations and it looks like it'll never be what it needs to be, the sun will never shine. The waters are going to take you over. The enemy's closing in. The lion, the predator's coming in, and there's nowhere to run. It just reminds you tonight that it's the Lord that's brought us safely thus far. And it'll be because of Him that we'll escape again. It'll be because of Him that we come through the next storm that comes. And they're coming. They will come. But I'm glad I know. There's a song a long time ago that said, I'm glad I know the peace speaker. I know Him by name. And I'm glad He can speak peace still. In these days, the disciples were amazed that even the wind and sea obey His voice. And they still do today. I'm glad for the Lord. If it hadn't been for Him, none of us would be what we are, where we are. We'd all be in hell if it not been for the Lord. We'd all been destroyed. We'd all been devoured. But I'm glad because of Him, here we are tonight. And I thank Him for His goodness and His mercy on us. Father, I thank You, Lord, tonight for this privilege and opportunity to assemble together again with Your people in Your house. I thank You for each one that's come this way, for their presence in the house of God. I'm grateful, Lord, that You know what we need and when we need it. And I'm grateful, Lord, that it's because of You that we are where and what we are today. For there's nothing good in us, as the writer said, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to the cross I cling.